I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Well, thanks for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation. Today, I want to take us to Galatians chapter 3 and begin in verse 10, where the text says, "But those who depend on the law to make them right with God are under his curse. For the scriptures say, cursed is everyone who does not observe and obey all the commands that are written in God's book of the law." So it is clear that no one can be made right with God by trying to keep the law. For the scriptures say, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. This way of faith is very different from the way of law, which says, it is through obeying that law that a person has life. Friend, this is good news for you and I, that today we are given life not because we have followed a rule or a law. We're given life because God loves us. There is a rule of law. And yes, there are rules and laws in this world. But when it comes to our spiritual growth, our spiritual discipline, and our spiritual health, it is important to recognize that God is not about just our actions. He's more concerned about our heart. He is more concerned about the motive behind our actions. He is concerned that we understand that He is righteous and we are not. And the only righteousness we have is because we have Him living within us. We get to borrow His righteousness, if you will. And so, it is through faith that a righteous person has life. Faith in what? Faith in a God that sent His own Son that we might have life in abundance and life eternal. So today, let's prepare to hear from that God who gives us life, and let us separate ourselves from the law, maybe from our orthodoxy, maybe from how we have grown up or how we believe prayer to be. I believe the Lord God cannot wait to talk with you, and more importantly, cannot wait to chat with you. And so I invite you now just to find a place of quietude and solitude. Let's ask the Lord for peace and direction and power for this day. Draw attention to your breath. With every regular breath, just pay attention to it. Know that you're breathing in His life-giving air. And as you're exhaling, you're unloading the stress and strain of this world. Now I invite you to tell the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. Lord, right now I'm grateful for, and finish that sentence. And then I invite you to bring someone else other than you before the Lord. Maybe there's a need you're aware of, or maybe there's a healing that you knew they need, or maybe there's a financial stress, or maybe a job or a health concern, whatever that is. Bring that person before the Lord. Just tell the Lord that you're counting on Him to do what only He can do in their life. And now I invite you to ask the Lord, would He speak clearly to you so that it would be so clear over the next few moments that you wouldn't have to question it or doubt it or look for other verification, but you might know what His voice sounds like and you might answer it and walk in His will. And so in this moment of quietude, I invite you, we're going to take the longest time we normally do, and I invite you in this quietude, simply hear from God. Find a place of quietude, solitude, and don't talk, don't listen to the radio, don't use other music, just simply be still and hear from the Lord. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in a few moments. Well, I know that it was so good to spend some time with God. It's always good for me every morning. I look forward to the time when I hush. As you can tell, I talk a lot through the day, between weekday podcasts, weekday meditations, staff meetings, and videos, and sermon prep, and visiting hospitals, and all the other things that a pastor does. You can talk all day, but the opportunity to sit and listen to the Creator of the universe give me direction is special. So thanks for joining us on another weekday meditation, and I invite you to join us again tomorrow. And we'll get back into Galatians, and we'll have some time to find peace, direction, and power for our life. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the Weekday Podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.